We're doing Iyov, we're up to what's called the ninth chapter, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. And Iyov has been telling Bildad, he said, don't tell me that when bad things happen to good people, it's good for them. I don't buy that, because Achati al Kenabi, bad things happen to him, and you can't tell me that the bad things that happen to the righteous, they're for their benefit. And when the bad things happen to the bad people, well, that's because they deserve it. That can be. You're telling me it's still going to be better for me? No, it's over. Life's been too miserable for that. Imshot yamit pitom, Yov said, and if punishment for him, and the masat nikim yilag, if I suffer for a long time, it's for my benefit. But you know what? When the Rasha dies a quick death, so he laughs at me for my suffering. Look at me, day after day, month after month, I'm suffering. And the Rasha, he has it easy. One shot, he's dead. Everything as though it's all over the minute a person dies. So if a person dies a quick death, what's better than that? Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Eretz nitna v'yad Rasha b'nei shofete hayechaseh im lo eifo. Mihu, the Rasha drops dead suddenly. But when he's still around, he's in control. He steals when he wants. He fights when he wants. And no one takes him to task. It's as though he's in charge. Eretz nitinavi yad Rasha. It's as though the earth has been given in the hands of the wicked. Bnei shofetei yechaseh. He's got the money. He's got the power, the politics. No one's taking him to task. Im lo. And if you'll say that's not so, Eifo mihu, then tell me, Yov says, who's the person who could tell me that I'm wrong? Who I'm wrong? Eifo mihu, who is it? Where is the person who could tell me I'm wrong on this point? Veyamai kalu minirats barechu lo ra'u tova. And while the Rasha, he has it good. He's enjoying life. But in spite of all the good things I've done, what's my life mean like? It's as though it's swiftly passed by. It's as though my life has just run me by. And it's as though I've never had any good, because all the good I had has been wiped out with all. They have ended minirats, like a person who's running, barechu. They ran by lo ra'u tova, and they've seen no good, because all the good I had in the beginning has been wiped away with the suffering of now. Chalefu im oniyot eve kinesher yatus aleichel. My days have passed with the ships that ride the river. They swiftly go by oniyot eve, the ships that run on Eve, on the river. Kineshel, my life has gone by like a swift eagle's food. Imomri eshkecha sichi e'ezva fanai ve'avliga. Yov says, and if I think maybe I could forget my sorrow, myself back. If I say to myself, let me forget this that I'm talking about now. I'll leave behind my face of it all in. I'll be silent. Yagoti chol atzivotai yadati ki lo tenakeini. Yov says, yagoti, legor is to gather. Like the oger bakaitz. Then, no, over here. At least that's not pachati, but the Targum and the Metsuda learns that Yagoti is to gather in. So he says, if so, Iyov says, even so, I know that you won't clean me of these afflictions, and I'll gain nothing from it. Yagoti cholatzevotai, if I gather all my pain and I hold, ki lo tenakeini, you won't clean me. It won't help any. It's not like I'll feel better. It's not like you'll stop hurting me. Anochi el shaha. So therefore, Yov says, even if you tell me I've done wrong, well, at this point, lamaze hevel iga. Well, look at how I'm suffering. So there's no point, because nothing can get better at this point. It's all over. Yov says, even if I've done wrong, well, at this point, what do I have to lose? What do I have to gain? It's over. Anochi Yosha over here, the simple understanding is, so now I will purposely Yosha. I will be wicked. Now, the Mefarshim don't seem to learn that that's what Yov says, even though that's the simple meaning of the words. The only one who seems to say something along those lines is the Targum, who says, Ana et chayev, which doesn't necessarily mean, why should I toil in futility? I don't think any of the commentaries learn that Eov literally means, so therefore I will now take on a life of wickedness, even though that's the simple, but that's the way we would translate the words. So Eov says, what's the point? It ain't going to get better at this point. And we know that there's some truth to what Eov's saying, in that it can't get worse. The Sutton has made it as bad as it could be. On the other hand, we also know that Eov is in error, as the facts proved later in Eov's life. Hashem did make it much better. Im hitokapai, Eov says, even if I bathed myself in snow, if I did that to cleanse myself, says Eov, even if I'd clean the palms of my hand, and I'd clean them with bol. Bol is a type of soap that they used then. It was either a type of grass or a type of heat. Borit, neter were types of soaps that they used to cleanse themselves. So Eov says, vahazikoti, and if I purify myself, bevol kapai, if vahazikoti, it's like vahazikoti kapai bevol. That's the way it's supposed to be read. If I'd cleanse my palms with bol, with this soap, as bashachat titbeleini vetiavuni salmotai, I know that ultimately what will I gain from doing all this? You'll just dip me in that pit of shachat. Shachat is really he's referring to the vetiavuni salmotai, and then even my garments, my clothes, vetiavuni, they will be disgraced with me, because they'll take them off of me. He says, even what ultimately I will be buried, ultimately they will remove the clothing from upon me. So Eov says, there's no hope. What's the point? Why should I be better? Kilo ish kamoni e'enenu. And here Eov goes back to the claim he made earlier, and he says, God is not corporal. I cannot talk to him. I cannot take him to task. I cannot take him to court. He is not human like me. And therefore, what's the point in God? So Eov says, I know that I can't win. So Eov says, the only thing that's left is to die. Kilo ish kamoni, for God is not a man like I, the enenu, that I can answer him. There's none who can prove between us who is right. Yashet yado al shenenu, someone who can take control over both of us and therefore rule between us. Yaser me'alai shivto, if Hashem removes his staff from upon me, if he stops afflicting me, so then Eov says, ve'imato al tevatani, and he also removes the constant fear, trepidation that perpetually pervades my thoughts. V'ra'enu, ki lochein anochi imadi. Then, if he stops beating me, if he stops afflicting me, if he stops having these bouts of fear overcome me, then I will talk, and then I will prove my case. Why is it that he's hurting me so? I don't deserve it. I've done nothing. Won't be scared. Adabera, I will speak forth, velo yiraenu, and I will not be scared of him. Ki lochein anochi imadi. Yov says, because the truth is that just, I am not the way you guys think I imadi. I am not the way you are claiming that I have done wrong. I have done no wrong and I don't deserve what I'm getting. And we know that in this regard, Yov is right. The book of Eov sets it up, telling us from the onset, Eov did nothing to deserve this. He Satan, look what a fine specimen of the human race I have. Look at Eov. And the Satan says, well, I bet that if I hurt him, he wouldn't be so good. And God says, okay, try. But does it say anywhere there that Eov deserved this? The book is setting us up for the concept from the first chapters that book is set up on Eov's side. Yes, Eov, you didn't do anything to deserve it, and yet bad things happen, and God allows them to happen, and God plans them to happen, and God is controlling the world. Well, then why are they happening? That's Eov's claim. So Eov's working off of the premise, well, it must be that God doesn't really know what's going on over here. Because if God's going on, and God does do bad things to good people, or lets the Satan do bad things to good people, and why? Oh, so that's what we're exploring. Why? Naketa nafshi bechayai, e'ezva alai sichi adabera b'mar nafshi. Eov says, from the great pit cut off as I'm still alive. Eov saying, it's as though I've been killed and I'm still alive. It's, my most basic life is being taken from me while I, so to speak, I'm being skinned alive, but he means in a spiritual sense. My life is being taken out of me drop after drop as I'm alive. It is myself, my speech, what I have to say. I carry the recounting of my suffering. Adabera, and I'll tell it over, b'mar nafshi, in my embittered soul. Omar eleloha al tarshieni hodieni al the omnipotent one, Omar Eleloa, I say to the omnipotent one, Al Tarshieni, don't make me into a wicked person. Don't make such bad things happen to me as though I were a wicked person. And therefore, Eov says, Hodieni, at least let me know, Al Matariveni. Why is it fighting me like I were a wicked person? What did I do wrong? Hatov lecha. Kita ashok, kitimas, gigia kapechata. Eov says, God, is it good in your eyes that you afflict the human body for doing nothing wrong? Hatov lecha, is it good before you? Does it make sense to you, God? Kita ashok, that you afflict the human being. Kitimas, that you revolt, gigia kapecha, for the thing that you, in your eyes, God. Ordinarily, people who create something, they like what they create. They aren't disgusted with what they create. If one toils to create something, they're not disgusted with it. V'alatzat reshaim, and does it, that you seem to shine over the plans and the plots of the wicked. The wicked seem to get away with what they want. Why is it that the righteous, they suffer, and the wicked, they seem to prosper? It's as though you're shining your light over the wicked. V'alatzat l'shaim, the plot of the wicked, hofata. Ach, im kirot enosh, tireh. Do you have eyes of flesh? Do you have human eyes? The human being doesn't know what's in a person's heart. But you, God, are you like that? You know who's righteous, such punishment, and the wicked, such blessings. Do you look upon the world as do the humans? Can you be fooled? Im kirot enosh tireh, do you look at the world like the human beings? Hachimei enosh yamecha, im shenotecha, kime gaver. This is where we'll pick up Bezachem next time. Eov says, you're looking over all my sins, you're checking me out. Can that be? Bezachem, this is where we'll pick up. Where Eov's claim, Bezachem, is where we'll pick up.